You're listening to SBS News.
When coronavirus hit Melbourne, Atala Abo and his family were forced to adapt quickly to avoid closing the doors on their Syrian restaurant. His son, Abood, says it hasn't been easy.
It was pretty difficult. It was a lot of work and planning to get to the level that we could do everything really comfortably. It took us a very long time to figure out what we're supposed to do, what we can do, find the other strategies, talk to other people. So yeah, it took us a long time to just kind of figure out everything.
The Abo family arrived in Australia as refugees after fleeing from conflict in their homeland of Syria. Calling on the strength gained from their refugee journey, they managed to keep on 3 staff members despite losing revenue, having been limited to takeaway services only. An audit conducted by Migrant and Refugee Settlement Agency, AIMS, has found over 300 small businesses started by refugees in Melbourne and Sydney in the past 2 years have continued to operate through the pandemic. For the Abo family, the latest relaxing of restrictions in Melbourne has allowed them to welcome back customers to their tables. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews unveiled new relief measures as the state recorded its 37th day in a row of no new virus cases. From midnight, masks will only have to be worn in circumstances where social distancing can't be maintained, such as public transport, supermarkets, and taxis. But Mr. Andrews says everyone must continue carrying masks.
Everyone must carry a mask, unless you've got a medical exemption. Everyone must carry a mask for those occasions when they move into a Chadstone shopping centre or go to Bunnings in a crowd, in a group of people, where that distance cannot be maintained. Masks have been a great insurance policy for us, and they remain as such. We'll have another look at this into January and see whether those rules can change.
Melbourne households will also be able to host 30 visitors a day, an increase of 15 from an unlimited number of other homes. Outdoor gatherings of up to 100 people will be allowed in public places. In New South Wales, further restrictions are set to ease on Monday. Up to 100 people will be permitted to gather outside. 50 people will be able to be on indoor dance floors, and structured seating areas in outdoor stadiums and theatres can be at 100% capacity. While the state continues recording 0 locally transmitted cases, an investigation is underway into how 2 returned overseas travellers evaded mandatory quarantine in Sydney before travelling to Melbourne. 2 German travellers, a 53-year-old woman and a 15-year-old boy, landed in Sydney and flew straight to Melbourne on a Virgin domestic flight, forcing all 176 passengers on board to self-isolate. New South Wales police have taken responsibility for the error, with Deputy Commissioner Jeff Loy saying miscommunication was to blame.
We're not suggesting that they lied. There was a language barrier, there was communication issues, and the police officer has admitted the mistake that he didn't check the appropriate exemption forms and the paperwork appropriately.
He says practices and systems at the airport are being reviewed and strengthened.
The whole quarantine operation has been reviewed, particularly the airport operation, and we've doubled down on the standards, and really now every exemption, which is quite a number on a daily basis, has really been reviewed. So a commissioned officer will review, and the police operation commander will personally review those exemptions to ensure that doesn't happen again.
While the travellers have tested negative to COVID-19, Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says a follow-up test is being arranged.
So if in fact tomorrow the international travellers return a further negative test, the incubation period and the chain of transmission will have been broken, and we will release those close contacts from isolation.
To further strengthen coronavirus detection in airports, sniffer dogs are being trained to potentially detect the virus before a positive reading appears. The dogs are being taught to recognise a specific odour in sweat samples, with the goal being to use them alongside PCR testing for international passengers from early next year. Researcher Susan Hazel from Adelaide University says if successful, the sniffer dogs could be effective in detecting the virus in pre-symptomatic cases. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.